This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights, which is great because there aren't that many shows that come live on Sunday night. And we're able to give you the latest happenings in the news, give you a little bit of a preview of what the week to come is going to bring us. I have to tell you, I don't really feel like it's Christmas right now. I just cannot grasp the idea that it's 1 week from today is Christmas. And by the way, for the folks listening up at the network in Minnesota, we're going to take Christmas off for the show. So we're going to do a replay next week and then also in 2 weeks for New Year's. So we'll be having best of shows for you for the next 2 weeks. It just worked out that way that Christmas is falling on a Sunday. New Year's is falling on a Sunday. But I just don't feel like it's going to happen in a week that we're going to be sitting around exchanging gifts, having our Christmas dinner. And I don't know if it's that I don't have a Christmas tree up right now because I have spent the last probably, let's say, a good 2.5 months training and preparing to take my third degree black belt test, which was Friday, and I did make it. It was really, really tough. And I have to tell you, I still am so sore today. I'm going through almost like battle napping where I will go to sleep for 3 or 4 hours and then I'll wake up for 3 or 4 hours. I've been doing that since Friday night at midnight. I was up last night in the middle of the night. I ended up watching just a couple of fascinating documentary films that CNN is running. And if you get a chance to see these, one of them is about the motivational speaker who went to prison, James Arthur Ray, you know, all about those people that died. I believe there were two or three people, I don't know the exact number, that died in one of these, I don't know what exactly they call them, some sort of a ceremony where you go into a tent. I'm going to look it up here for you so you can get the exact term, but it's called a sweat lodge, and you go into this sweat lodge. It's like a big tent, as I understand it, and the heat goes way up. I took that hot yoga for a while, and they let it get up to about 105 degrees in hot yoga. So James Arthur Ray, he went to prison for 2 years because of the deaths in the sweat lodge ceremony. But a lot of these motivational people, they do weird things like, what is it, Tony Robbins, you walk on a hotbed of coals. You know, it was just an interesting to watch this guy's documentary, watch what happened, see him released from prison and kind of him restarting his life. And then another one I saw right before that was called Holy Hell. And Holy Hell was about a cult called the Buddha Field Cult. And that was just totally bizarre. And this cult is still going. And I thought it was maybe about a cult where the leader has long since passed, but no, it's a lot of the people have left, but there still are some people following this guy. Both of those documentary films, which I guess CNN is starting to do this more, they're going to have a documentary on the rock group Chicago on New Year's Day, which I'm really looking forward to. But I digress. I did pass my black belt, third degree black belt test. I passed it, but I feel like I've been in a car accident. So I will do my best tonight, but we've got a great guest lined up for this very night. a motivational guy himself. His name is David Essel. He's also a talk show host, a speaker. His book is Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. And David Essel will be with us in hour number two. I love this topic because you hear so much about positive thinking. You know, does it really work? You know, what's the difference between positive thinking, for example, and just having faith, you know, that things are going to work out in your favor? I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about the whole thing, but I love the idea that what he's suggesting here with this book is that there's a lot more to it than just having a positive thought, that you've got to actually do some things. So David Essel will be with us, his first time with us. Super excited to have him with us in hour number two. He'll be with us for the entire hour. A great interview to kind of set yourself up for the new year as we get into that whole time of the year when people set goals, they make plans to lose weight and start exercising and all of those things that last about 3 weeks. Well, on a somber note, Zsa Gabor died today at the age of 99. And I have to tell you, I didn't know she was still living. I yelled across the house to my wife. I said, "I just got a newsflash. Zsa Gabor has died." And my wife says, "Was she 100? And I said, "No, 99 years old. Wow." And that's a name that maybe younger folks aren't going to necessarily be familiar with. But anybody that's older than, say, 40, you're going to absolutely know the name Zsa Gabor. Really, one of the last living true Hollywood celebrities. For example, when I, on occasion, have gone to Los Angeles and I take one of those goofy tours of where the stars' homes are, you're always going to go by the home of Zsa Gabor. That's just going to be on one of those tours. She is one of the last iconic stars. And some people get confused. It was not Zsa Gabor, who is really a huge, huge famous actress in the 1950s. Her movie, her big movie with John Huston, was Moulin Rouge. And if you haven't seen pictures of her as a younger woman, she is absolutely one of the most beautiful, stunning women that you would ever see. Now, as her, you know, as she aged, maybe not so much, but she was always a very nice looking lady. But if you go to the Wikipedia page, you'll see the pictures of her, just a stunning, beautiful woman, an interesting life, let's say lots of husbands. But I was going to mention that it was not her, but it was her sister, Eva Gabor, that was in the Green Acres television show. They looked very, very similar. Had the accent. They were both Hungarian actresses, but not the same person. But nonetheless, one of the truly last living Hollywood legends, Zsa Gabor, died today at the age of 99. Well, a couple of minutes before our first break, let's get into it. Let's open this up and start talking about it. The Electoral College insanity. Yeah, it's insane. I read an article today that some group has put $500,000 into ads that include various actors like the actor Martin Sheen that are going on television around the country to suggest to the electors to become faithless electors. That is, instead of casting their vote for the candidate that they're obligated to vote for, some states they're legally obligated, in other states it's not quite as strict. In some cases, there's a $1,000 fine if they don't vote who they were supposed to vote for. But I find this extraordinary because can you only imagine if anyone had done this in either of Barack Obama's campaigns? Barack Obama's elected, first black president, then he's reelected. Can you imagine if anyone tried to steal the election from him by trying to get electors to change their votes? You would be called a racist, right? A bigot, a xenophobe, anti-Semite. Make a giant list of all the things you would be called. A hater. But this is what's going on. But I have something really shocking that I just learned today about the Electoral College. And I'll tell you after this break how long it's going to still be before any of us know for sure that Donald Trump has locked up the presidency. I'll tell you that after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, I was just listening to that bumper coming back, and one of the real reasons we have to take the next 2 weeks off for the holidays is because our bongo player in the live band, he's not going to be able to be with us, so those nice bongo licks that you're hearing on the bumpers, we wouldn't be able to do those, so that's why we've got to do the replay. I digress. Before we get into more news here on the Electoral College, I've been mentioning some different diet programs, and two diet programs that have really gotten my interest lately. I'm just going to throw these out to you. One is the paleo diet. I'm hearing a lot of people talking about it. We have a sponsor that's giving away a free book on the paleo diet. If you want to get that free book, you can just send me an email. I'll give you a link to do that. Jim@christianmoney.com. Also, there's another website that this again is another sponsor, but a different idea than paleo. It's called intermittent fasting. And this one is really different. The idea of maybe skipping some meals as a way to kind of clean out your system. And this isn't necessarily going days and days and days without eating, but maybe on a day where you have a big party where you're going to maybe eat a lot, maybe you'll skip a couple meals. Now, when you're skipping meals, though, there's a lot of things to know. One of the ways to overcome hunger is with water. Many times what your body's really telling you when you feel hungry is that you're really thirsty. So you've got to get into some of these good habits of maybe staying super hydrated when you're doing the intermittent fasting. But there's a lot of great information at their website. I want you to check it out, shorttermfast.com. Shorttermfast.com. It's really cool, great information, something I did not know anything about. I always thought fasting meant that you go like a week without eating, which is not for me. Shorttermfast.com. Check that out. Okay, so we're talking about the Electoral College. We're talking about Hollywood celebrities telling people to switch their votes, which would be unprecedented. We also have death threats coming in. And this is really sad. I read an article today about a black family, father and daughter, African-American family, both father and daughter are electors that are pledged to vote for Trump. And they're receiving death threats. A lot of them are receiving death threats. This is just crazy. It's absolutely crazy how people are reacting to this election. I mean, isn't it the case that we have elections here in the U.S.? We have the election, one side wins, the other side goes away and licks its wounds and comes back to fight another day. That doesn't seem to be the case here. I've also got some disturbing news. Well, let me first tell you this before I talk about Obama's setting up a shadow government, which I think is really strange, but sounds believable, an article in the Gateway Pundit that I was looking at earlier. All right, so here's the thing I did not know about the Electoral College. Did you know that how it works is tomorrow, that's Monday, for those listening live with us on Sunday nights, in the various state capitals all around the United States, these electors will get together and officially cast their votes. Now, those folks shouldn't really be, I mean, nothing should change because Donald Trump has won over 300 electoral votes. So those folks should just show up and vote what they're obligated to vote. But they're being told not to do that. They're being threatened, some of them, with death if they don't change their vote. But here's what's interesting. None of us are going to know whether or not Donald Trump has really locked up the presidency until January the 6th. That's right. What is that? Another 3 weeks we're going to have to wait until January the 6th. When, as I understand the procedure, Joe Biden, the vice president, will actually go into the chamber of the Senate and will open up the sealed envelopes from each of the states, and a roll call will take place of the electoral votes, and it will not be until January the 6th that we will know that Donald Trump is officially going to be sworn in on January the 20th. I just think that is bizarre, especially with all of the drama that's going on, that we're going to have to wait now another 3 weeks, basically. Let me see how many days that is. I've got my calendar up here. So today is the 18th. So 2 weeks. Yeah, it looks like right at about 3 weeks we're going to have to wait. And a little bit over 3 weeks, 3 weeks and a couple days, to be able to know who our next president is, for sure. Well, actually, someone's telling me, no, it's actually slightly less than 3 weeks. Okay, fair enough. January the 6th is the date. And we won't know until then. I don't believe there's any exit polling. I don't believe there's any CNN projections. It's just We're going to know on January the 6th. And everybody assumes Donald Trump has it all locked up. But people are starting to say some really weird things. For example, Michael Moore has said he believes there's going to be some big surprise between now and January that would affect Donald Trump possibly not being sworn in as president. He didn't say what the event would be, but the implication was the Electoral College. There was also a panel that was on CNN. They kind of took some folks, created a little one of those little focus groups. They brought the cameras in, Allison Camerata, and I think there was 7 or 8 of them. By a show of hands, how many of you think that there's a possibility that Trump is not going to be the president in January? And one of those people raised their hands, and she asked her why, and she said, well, I just think anything is possible. So all of those liberals and leftists that call us on the right, us conservatives, conspiracy theorists, talk about a conspiracy theory, the idea that the electors are going to change their votes, and somehow, come January, Donald Trump is not going to be the president. Now, what they're actually looking for, they're angling for this scenario, which I don't think they're going to really like this scenario anyway. It's like those people that wanted to prove Barack Obama wasn't really born in the U.S. and to get him impeached and removed from office. Then we're stuck with Joe Biden. I mean, what kind of a Pyrrhic victory is that, being stuck with Joe Biden? But I digress. So the idea would be if they could just take away enough of Donald Trump's electoral votes, I believe the number is 25 or 30 electoral votes, that would drop him below, it's 37, I guess, that would drop him below the 270. Then if no one has the 270, then the House of Representatives would vote and select the next president. Well, guess what? The House of Representatives is controlled by Republicans. So we would end up with a Republican. Possibly Mike Pence would be selected. I don't know. I don't see Democrats being any happier with a President Pence. Or let's say something bizarre happened and it was Speaker Paul Ryan became president through something like that. I don't see Democrats being any happier with that either. Maybe they wouldn't be quite as apoplectic jumping out their second story windows and stubbing their toes as they are about Donald Trump. All right, Barack Obama, when he ends his presidency, he ain't going nowhere. He's going to stay in Washington, D.C. And one online site today is saying he's setting up a shadow government. We'll tell you what that's all about after this. Stay tuned.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel.
Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Oh yeah, we are back, and you are listening to a third degree black belt. How about that? For those of you just tuning in, I am licking my wounds, and I feel like I've been in a car accident because I did my black belt test on Friday night. And I have to tell you about an embarrassing moment before we get into the story here about Barack Obama setting up a shadow government. This is bizarre. But are you familiar with nunchucks? This is the two sticks connected by a chain. We can use Bruce Lee as the reference. So one of the requirements, I'm not a big weapons person, and the martial art that I study, Taekwondo, does not use weapons. However, at the martial arts school that I go to, we do have Kabuto training, which is from the Japanese karate, and we are required in our advanced belts to actually demonstrate that we can use different weapons. So each stripe that we go on our black belt, we have to demonstrate a weapon. So this time around, I was told I have to do the nunchuckers. So I did. And I've been working on this demonstration for about a month. And I was warming up before the black belt test on Friday night. And I hit myself in the head with the nunchucks. And I have to tell you, I hit myself right in the middle of my forehead. It did not hurt at all. I was not bleeding. I was totally fine. But I had this giant goose egg right in the middle of my forehead, which was probably just as bad as having the word stupid tattooed across my forehead. And I had to go and explain to my instructor and to the owner of the school that I had just hit myself in the head with nunchucks. This was 30 minutes before I'm going to test for third degree black belt. So my direct instructor, she was ready to kill me. Having had this, you know, injury, but you know, the truth is if you work with nunchucks, you're going to eventually hit yourself in the head, which is why I always wear safety glasses when I'm swinging them, but, it can happen and it happened to me. All right. So most presidents, right, once they're out of office, they quietly go off into the sunset, and they don't really have much to say. An exception, let's put the asterisk there, exception, Jimmy Carter, okay? He just didn't get it that, okay, you've been voted out, you had 4 years, 18% interest rates, goodbye, we're getting rid of you, we're bringing in Ronald Reagan. He just, it was like, you see these movies where someone dies and they don't realize they're dead, and then they go on to haunt their family. That's the storyline of so many of those movies. That's Jimmy Carter. It's like he didn't know he wasn't in office anymore, and he just kept going on and on and on. You know, he couldn't stop. And to this day, you know, still weighs in on various issues. Not as much so much in recent years because he's an ally of Barack Obama. But here's the deal on Obama. Obama apparently now has multiple houses. He's going to have a place in Hawaii. He's going to have another place in Rancho Cucamonga, California, Southern California. I believe that's the city where he's going to be. He's also got the house in Chicago. But then he's leasing a house in Washington, D.C. And this is from the Gateway Pundit. They are saying here, and they're using the reference here, they've got a couple of reporters they're making reference to, that Obama has plans of setting up what is being referred to as a shadow government to try and thwart Donald Trump from, in essence, destroying his legacy. His signature achievement, Obamacare, the unaffordable Health Care Act. Trump says that's kind of the day one. He wants to tear that thing down and replace it. So Obama is apparently bringing in all kinds of different experts, policy experts that will all kind of work as a think tank out of Washington, D.C. The Obamas will have a home there, and they're going to be fighting kind of a PR war against Trump to try to thwart Trump's plans to, in essence, disassemble Barack Obama's legacy, which I have to tell you is a really checkered legacy. Yes, let's give him credit. The first black president forever, Barack Obama will be remembered because of being the first black president. And he seems like a nice enough guy. I've said this before. He'd probably be a wonderful guy to have as your next door neighbor. I mean, he seems like a nice guy, a good father, a good family man. You know, we don't hear anything about him running around on his wife or any of that stuff. So he seems like a solid guy, a good person in his heart. But just, you know, someone who doesn't really quite get how money works and business works and economics and all of that. And here's the number that I want to give you if anybody starts trying to pitch you that, look, Barack Obama has this wonderful 8-year legacy. Look at all the good that he's done. I just want to give you one number. And I did a meme today, a graphic, and I put this up over on my Facebook page, over on my Twitter page, which you can find me on Facebook, James L. Paris. You can also find me over at Twitter, James L. Paris, there as well. So here's the meme that I did, and it says this, Obama, well, let me bring up the exact meme, because I want to read this off to you correctly. It was so pithy, as Bill O'Reilly would say, this graphic that we came up with. The gist of it, though, is that over the last 8 years, Obama has run up the national debt. Depending on whose numbers you want to use, it's somewhere around $10 trillion that he's added to the debt. So here's my meme. It says, what did you get for your $70,000? Question mark. Over the last 8 years, President Obama has added $70,000 per household to the national debt. So we put that out there. We're getting a lot of good reaction to it. It's being forwarded all around the internet, but that's the number. So each and every household in the United States over the last 8 years has accumulated an additional share of the national debt. This would be if you take the number of households and divide them into the amount of debt that Barack Obama has added to our overall national debt. If we divide that into that number, we get $70,000. So that means every household, the Paris household, the Smith household, the Jones household, your household, we all are now on the hook for $100,000. And this is on top of the debt we already have. So, you know, what is that? Maybe another $60,000. So each household is now getting into the $130,000, $140,000 of debt range in terms of our individual household share of the national debt. And I simply ask the question, you know, what did each of us get for $70,000? I mean, in some places, you could buy a house for $70,000. You could buy a really nice car for $70,000. I know that. You could probably take a terrific vacation, maybe take a year off from work and go on a vacation for $70,000. You could probably get a really, really huge diamond ring for $70,000. How many Rolex watches? You could probably get a few Rolex watches for $70,000. But I ask you, as we're a week away from Christmas, what did you get for your $70,000 share of the national debt that your household has now taken on over the last 8 years since Barack Obama has been president? And to be fair, and let's put some of the blame on a very weak, effectless Republican Congress. Just shameful. So they take credit as well. But that there's your number. And you can find the meme over at the Facebook page. You can find it at Twitter, twitter.com/James L. Paris. That's the number. It's not really up for debate. So I have people, they don't like it. They're saying you shouldn't be posting things like that. Is that really, really the number? Yeah, it is. So you can check it yourself, but that is the number. In fact, it's probably a little bit low. Because that was as of January of last year. That was the number. $70,000. 70 big ones, as the mob people would say, that we've all taken on each household as our share of the national debt. All right, we'll take a break. This is hilarious. Who booked 200 rooms for Hillary's inauguration? Who did such a thing? We'll tell you after the break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, and you better stay with us after the top of the hour news, because we have a great hour planned for you. Hour number two tonight, our guest for the first time ever, David Essel, is here to talk about his new book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will: The Myth of Positive Thinking, The Reality of Success. I am looking so forward to this interview. Perfect timing as we go into the first of the year, as everybody is setting their goals, planning to lose weight, planning to be a better person, planning to clean your bedroom. And I plan to clean my office. That's one thing I want to do. I've made a small dent in that, but I've just got so much stuff in here. We get so many books because people want to come on the show and they send us books, and we can't book everybody because we're only on one day a week, and these books pile up. So I take them down to Goodwill, take them to the library, different charities we donate those books to. Time to make another charity run and get rid of some books here. All right, a lot of things going on here in our final segment of final news here. All right, this is funny, so funny that my side hurt when I read this. New York Governor Cuomo booked 200 hotel rooms for Hillary's inauguration. This coming from Gateway Pundit. And it doesn't say here whether or not he was able to get his money back or how this would work. I imagine he was able to cancel those. I'm just guessing, because that would be, it's going to be tough to get a room in Washington, D.C. during the inauguration. So he was probably able to get his money back. But this is reported by Gateway Pundit. I guess they're referencing a story in Page Six, page6.com, the New York paper. It's fascinating, though, the level of confidence, overconfidence that the Democrats had, you know, already reserving hotel rooms. And it was just never meant to be. I just didn't feel all along that Hillary had the momentum. She just didn't. She wasn't filling up the stadiums. Her vice presidential candidate, what was it? He was in South Florida, and on one occasion, 20 people showed up. Another occasion, 3 people showed up, and she was bringing in all these big rock stars and was still having trouble drawing crowds. Even with these big rock stars, she wasn't getting the size of crowds that you would expect to get for a free rock concert, you know, with the big names that she was bringing in. So that's funny. New York Governor Cuomo booked 200 rooms for Hillary's inauguration. Maybe the Russians were involved in that in some way. I am so sick of this narrative about the Russians, which just seems to go on and on and on. All right, let's talk about this whole deal of fake news and Facebook and Snopes and all of this stuff that's supposed to start to kick in here shortly. A fascinating article on this over at ZeroHedge.com. If you go over there, take a look at an article which is titled The Real Question, What's Facebook's True Valuation Without Fake News? And it's a great article that makes the point that Facebook makes money the more eyeballs that come to its website, the more people clicking around, the more time people are spending on Facebook. And if Facebook does decide to get rid of the quote-unquote fake news, it's sort of like, let's give the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that there really is all this fake news, which I don't believe. I believe there's probably some fake news. But let's just give them the benefit of the doubt, and let's say that there is this problem of fake news. Let's consider it like the National Enquirer tabloid that's at the checkout stand at your grocery store. Well, you know what? Your grocery store is going to leave the National Enquirer there. And people might laugh at you if they see you buying it, because they might say, really? Do you think really that that's true, that there was a half alien, half human that was just birthed? And these stories always happen out of Florida, these weird stories. But you know what? People enjoy that kind of thing. So here we go. So let's get right into this. The point they make at Zero Hedge is this. Look, fake or not, if Facebook starts getting rid of all this content that is deemed to be fake, they're going to lose money, because they're going to lose all those people. They're going to lose people in one of two ways, right? They're going to lose all those people that might want to read this fake news, or this fringe news, or this alt news, or whatever term they want to use, okay? Secondly, not only are they going to lose all of that clicking and reading and all those eyeballs and all those minutes and hours online, people looking at Facebook to see those sites and to see that quote-unquote fringe news, but they're also going to possibly tick off enough people that might just want to get off of Facebook altogether. I mean, for example, if one of the reasons you're on Facebook is to follow a certain celebrity, a news type website that maybe Facebook deems is fake news, and they take that person off and they start canceling all their news stories, well, maybe all that person's followers follow that person somewhere else. That's exactly what this article says here, and really boils us down to the bottom line about everything, which is money, right? So the question is, if Facebook cracked down on so-called fake news, and we can have an argument all night about what that is, because I'm not convinced there's really all that much fake news. And as I posted on my Facebook account a few days ago, I don't think there's a fake news problem. You know, if someone's posting fake news, the market's going to take care of it. I see these stories, and you know what happens? I click on it one time, and then I know, okay, this is not real, and then I never click on that again. I don't go back to that website again. People are smart. They're not going to share that kind of stuff. And, you know, to the extent, you know, that we've got to make a decision, who decides what is fake news? And apparently Snopes is going to be involved in this. And I want to talk about Snopes here in a second. But bottom line is, these Facebook people, Mark Zuckerberg, all of these people, they're all about the stock price. They're all about the metrics, how many people are looking at Facebook, how many hours, how many clicks, how many video views, all this kind of stuff. And Facebook doesn't have to create their own content. They benefit from what's called user-created content. That is people going in there and people posting links, posting comments, posting pictures of their babies, all of that. So does Facebook really want to come in and get rid of a big chunk of that activity by getting rid of fake news? I'm not so sure that they will ultimately do that. One of the organizations that they have involved in this is Snopes. And we have an article that I wrote this a couple years ago, but I just updated it, and it's at my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. And if you go there, you'll see an article titled, Who is Behind Snopes? And it's all about the two people. That's it. There's just two people, a married couple, working out of their house in Southern California. Many people, including myself, think they're liberals. They're also atheists on top of that. And these are going to be the judges, the referees, the arbiters of what is fake and what is not fake when it comes to news. They're going to be part of that. And also, I read that George Soros is funding some other groups that will also be part of this news checking. Make no mistake, I think the phrase is, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Is that the phrase? That Facebook's going to have to look at this and say, well, it's like the TV networks, right? They kind of hold their nose and run the shows like Maury Povich, Jerry Springer, and on because people watch that stuff. And I'm not necessarily equating that to alt news. There's a lot of great alt news that's out there. And without alt news, without, you know, getting away from the mainstream news channels, I mean, CNN, for example, shouldn't they be deemed as fake news just from all of the WikiLeaks evidence we have about them coordinating with the Clinton campaign, leaking questions before the debate to Hillary Clinton, things like this? Shouldn't they automatically be disqualified, kind of like deflating the footballs before the game? I mean, shouldn't they already be on that list, or at least have some months and months of being banned from Facebook as having proven to be fake news, you know, to a large extent? So these are just a lot of questions. But bottom line, and this is such a great article at Zero Hedge, will Facebook take the financial penalty of getting rid of all this content? I'm not sure that they can afford to do it. They're all about that rising stock price. All right, we'll take a break. After news and announcements, we'll be back with David Essel. Don't miss it. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.